42 people were killed by Israeli airstrikes on Gaza on Sunday, with three buildings flattened in the deadliest day of fighting since a week ago. United Nations has called for an immediate ceasefire to the conflict that has left a death toll of nearly 200. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said in a live address that attacks against Palestinian Hamas militants would continue at full force.
The United Nations Security Council held an emergency meeting on Sunday with international mediators in an attempt to broker a ceasefire on what was the most destructive day of the Israel-Gaza conflict. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres opened the meeting denouncing the violence as utterly appalling and said the fighting must end at once. Dr. Eyal Mayrose is a senior lecturer at the University of Sydney's Peace and Conflict Centre. He says pressure from the United States member states, like the United States, could assist in de-escalating the conflict.
I think the UN is trying its best, but the UN being the UN, the effects of such a call are not going to be felt anywhere by either side. At the moment, it looks like the key to the end of the violence or the current round of violence is in the hands of Israel. And we are closely monitoring the pronouncements from their side. And it sounds like they would like to use a few more days to increase the damage that they've inflicted on Hamas before calling it quits, but how many days, this is unclear. Obviously, there needs to be a lot more pressure by UN member states and especially by the United States on Israel to stop the killing of women, children, and other people as quickly as possible.
Mike Kazam is a member of the executive of the Australian Friends of Palestine Association. He says the United States could play a role in ending the conflict.
The only country that can influence the Israelis to cease fire is the United States. They're usually reluctant to do that. They essentially enable Israeli action. So I wouldn't expect Israel to stop until they've achieved whatever objectives they've set for themselves.
Mike Kazam says civilians in Gaza face a difficult with limited access to medical facilities.
Look, within Gaza itself, there are various groups operating and there are various hospitals operating. They, as civilian casualties mount, they will struggle to keep up with it. The other real big issue for medical aid in Gaza is that the Israelis, with the assistance of the Egyptians, have maintained a blockade on Gaza for 15 years now. That blockade has often included medical supplies. So at times of crisis like this, medications and medical supplies will often run short. So the longer the conflict goes on and the greater the number of civilian casualties, the harder it will be for medical assistance to be rendered.
Dr. Eyal Mayrose says although a resolution has not been reached, negotiations between both countries are ongoing.
There are indirect talks going on, negotiation through mediators, and the mediators have been mainly the Egyptians, and also, according to sources, the Qataris and the Americans. But these are not very constructive talks in the sense that when either side is not willing to hear or to listen to the other, then nothing has happened. But once Israel has decided that either it has achieved its objectives or that the cost of the continuing violence is going to be more than it is willing to bear, then hopefully some kind of a compromise between the sides will be reached and the Hamas will stop firing rockets and Israel stop bombing Gaza.
Dr. Eyal Mayrose, senior lecturer at the University of Sydney Department of Peace and Conflict Studies, ending that report by Talia Kreft.